UN Secretary General Kofi Annan spoke today of Iraq, American unilateralism, and efforts to repair the crisis occasioned by the war in Iraq. Mr. Annan was today's Harvard commencement speaker, and before the ceremony, he spoke to us about what the war meant for the United Nations.
It led to divisions amongst the member states, which we are now beginning to heal and bringing everybody together to work on the stability of Iraq.
Does the UN resolution that's been approved, the Security Council resolution, does it restore true, complete sovereignty as you understand it?
That was definitely the intention of the member states and the Security Council. I think the one area where they had difficulties was the security, the question of the relationship, the roles and responsibilities of the multinational force and the Iraqi interim government. But I think they came up with a solution which all the 15 council members found satisfactory, and the Iraqis confirmed that they were satisfied with that.
The war in Iraq took place despite the refusal of the Security Council to endorse it. Now the UN is assuming some responsibility for what happens in Iraq. Many would look at the record and say that this is a failure for the UN, a failure of diplomacy, and a failure of collective security. Is that correct?
I think each time you have a war, then you have failed. But you would recall that there was a very serious and intense debate in the Council on how to deal with the situation in Iraq before the war. And most of the council members were not ready to endorse military action. That action went ahead anyway. And I wished we had come together earlier after the war to work together to use reconstruction as a means of rallying the international community on the stabilization of Iraq. Be as it may, that didn't happen. But recently, the UN had to step in, and I think we have a unique legitimacy in these situations, and I think we proved it only recently.
Does that that development and the resolution that was just passed, does it reflect a change in the U.S.'s penchant for unilateralism that may have been exhibited in going to war in Iraq in the first place? Do you detect a shift in U.S. policy in that regard?
Yeah, I think there is a shift, and in my mind also a realization that the U.S. needs to work with other countries and other governments to be able to succeed in Iraq. And I think the basic principle of multilateralism is not only to listen to the views of others, to work out your differences and agree collectively on the way forward. And I think this is a major step for the administration, and I hope it will continue that way.
I wonder, though, in reading the text and the notes to the UN Security Council resolution, I was looking for mentions of the United States force that is present in Iraq and that will be present for some time. You just don't see it. And I realize it's legally going to be part of a multinational force. But doesn't a document that doesn't describe what actually is present in Iraq right now run the risk of merely papering over the problem rather than addressing it?
I think the term multinational force is usually used to imply a military force from many countries coming together on the one command. Everyone voting for the resolution knew that of the 160,000 troops on the ground, the bulk were U.S. forces and not any other. Secondly, the exchange of letters that took place regarding the security arrangements, in effect dealing with the issue of under what circumstances the multinational force would take action, how they coordinate with the new Iraqi government, and on major military actions where they will require the consent of the Iraqi government. That letter was sent by the Iraqi Prime Minister to President Bush, and those letters are attached, are referred to in the resolution.
So the side letters, though, you say,
do
in fact document the
exactly
core of this relationship, which
that's
is
correct,
between Washington and Baghdad.
And Baghdad, which the Council notes in the resolution, and therefore they publicly acknowledge the U.S. lead role in the multinational force.
Before I let you go, I just want to ask you, beyond Iraq, and apart from the resolution just approved. What in UN diplomacy nowadays do you find encouraging and positive about trends in the world? There are so many difficult issues you grapple with there.
I have to say that the world is a really messy place. I have not seen it this bad ever since my association with the UN. But I don't think we should lose hope or give up our optimism. We need to press ahead. We need to work with all the countries and the peoples around the world who share our objectives.
But you see, you've never seen things this bad.
It is really bad in the sense of all the issues we are dealing with, from poverty to AIDS to conflicts in about 19 areas. Of course, most of them are internal to the situation in Sudan, in Darfur, Haiti, name it. So you have the economic issues, the diseases, conflicts, weapons of mass destruction, terrorism, and environmental degradation all coming to a head in an unprecedented manner, I would say.
You have observed a shift in the United States, you say, and a recognition of what the U.S. needs from the way of the world community. What does the world community need from the U.S. in addressing those issues? Can you actually address hunger and poverty and AIDS and all of those
questions? I think we will need leadership from the U.S. to tackle all these things. We need the global leadership of U.S., and U.S. leadership has always been an important ingredient in this mix of issues that we are dealing with. The U.N. needs the U.S., and the U.S. Also needs the U.N., and we always do better when we work together in the same direction.
Secretary General Annan, thank you very much for talking
with
us today. Kofi Annan, Secretary General of the United Nations, spoke with us from Cambridge, Massachusetts, just before delivering the commencement address at this year's Harvard graduation.